104.780 and Mel. It is 916 up to 52 today. There is a website, Mel. Have you heard? Oh, first, internet quote of the day, Mel. It is:
I may be fat, but you're ugly, and I can always lose weight while you'll just be stuck with that face.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There's a website. Have you heard of this? HeTexted.com?
HeTexted.com. I have not, but it sounds interesting.
It is. It's basically where you punch in whatever text message you received from a guy. It's pretty much for ladies.
Okay.
And punch in what he texted, and then you say, ask your question. Some of the questions are really stupid based on the text.
Okay.
Like, one of them is, sorry, fell asleep last night. Can't believe you were outside, and I didn't hear you. Want to come over tonight? And so her question is, what do I text back? Deal is, I've been seeing this dude for 1 month. We were at different parties last night, and agreed I'd meet him at his place after. I texted him on the way over. Nothing. Who falls asleep when a girl they like is coming to see them? But he still acts like he's really into me.
Oh, he's playing you.
Well, if she's on her way over, I don't see why he would have.
It says, then you can, they can, people can vote. He's into you, he's not into you.
Yeah.
Our verdict is still out. And 406 to 224 say he's not into you. That's exactly kind of what I said.
Kind of an interesting website.
This is kind of cool.
Yeah. There was one I had, the one I was reading last night was very fun. Oh, most hearted. Yeah. I got to find the one that was, oh yeah. Yeah, I'm on the way. Heading to a party. You? BTW, I like you, kind of. And she says, kind of? Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay.
What do I write back? And some of them are just so stupid. Just so stupid. Like, they're asking, does he really still like me? And he said, sorry, I don't think this is going to work out. Does he still like me?
No.
Not all girls are that dumb, are they?
Yes.
No, okay.
The younger ones are.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Barbara's on the phone. How are you, Barbara?
Good. I just had to laugh as you guys were talking about the practical joke.
Yeah?
My ex-husband and I used to play some terrible jokes on each other. I asked him to throw my shirt in the wash one day, and he threw it in the dishwasher. And so I decided to get even with him when he had to use the bathroom, and he was talking about it the whole way home. I said, well, let me go quick first before you do. And I used some of my hairspray, which is that kind of makes your hair shimmer, and sprayed the toilet seat. So when he sat down quickly, he fell so hard.
Like the toilet seat was so slippery, he slipped off of it?
Yes.
It's almost like using like the spray.
I thought hairspray was sticky.
No, this is kind of that stuff that makes your hair shimmer.
Yeah, I don't
like
know
shiny,
what that is.
Like
yeah,
shiny.
I never used it before. I don't know.
Yeah, I can see how that would make it where he would slip off. That's funny. Or if you could also use Crisco or something like
all
that.
All of a sudden I heard this huge crash. He goes, I hope you're happy. And I said, what? He goes, there's probably something all over the wall now.
Oh!
And I was like, oh, that's not right.
So who cleaned it up, you or him?
He cleaned it up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but it was hilarious. And, of course, he came from a different country where there were snakes here and there, and he was deathly afraid of them. And we were talking about how I used to chase my sister with snakes. And one time I had my son hide in the closet with his fishing pole. We had attached a rubber snake to fish line.
You're not funny, Barbara. This is not funny.
Bravo, bravo.
Have you like a little girl? I'm not kidding you.
Have you seen the video of me scaring Andy with the snake?
No.
Well,
I have to watch that.
You need
I've
to
heard
go
about it, but I have to watch. That.
Go to hot1047.com. You have to see it because if you want to hear somebody,
you definitely don't need technology, but definitely you got to put a little thought into it.
A little prop. Little props that now then and
Yeah, not funny at all. Thank you for the call, Barbara.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.
I like Barbara.
I not sure of my opinion of Barbara anymore. I liked her when she called in about the pranks with her and her husband. I don't know about that anymore. We've got dirt on the way. Hang on. Hi.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7. Hey, hi. This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Word has it that Madonna has worked up a costume that combined a Muslim bridal gown with a U.S. soldier's uniform. She was going to wear it both in concert and in an upcoming video, but then she backed out at the last minute because she thought it might stir up too much controversy and put her life at risk. Rick Ross has released a new mixtape called The Black Bar Mitzvah. He isn't Jewish that we know of, and the album cover does feature Rick's head blended with the Star of David. Kind of a weird deal. Jason Aldean is thanking everyone who supported him through his public shaming of getting caught with Brittany Kerr. He also wants you to know that his family is okay and that they're trying to fix it. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:35 and we have breaking news.
You wanted me to do the breaking news?
Well, yeah.
You're the one that found it. I haven't even pulled it up yet.
Oh, Justin Bieber was caught playing beer pong, according to TMZ. They have a photo.
Old enough to play beer pong, and
he's not.
Was it actually beer?
Oh no!
I'm clicking on the website now. Was it actually beer, though? Do you think it was?
I don't know. What else? Who plays Kool-Aid Pong?
But they do
Hello,
beer.
Justin Bieber haters.
They do beer. Play beer pong with non-alcoholic beverages.
Have you ever seen that in your life? A bunch of young people hanging out playing Kool-Aid Pong.
No.
Okay.
But then again, I am 34.
Okay.
So I don't generally hang out with those under the age of 21.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying.
Oh, there was beer around.
I mean,
there's somebody sitting at the table with a beer, and there definitely is beer pong.
Yeah.
It doesn't show him with the ball, but you can tell, though, like he might not be playing.
He's in a room where beer pong is being played.
Doesn't necessarily mean that he's playing.
No, but should he be in a place as an 18-year-old where they're playing beer pong?
I think that in his, where he... His world is, I think it's kind of hard to avoid it, maybe.
Well, yeah, you know, realism, but I'm just playing the...
Devil's advocate?
No, more so the overly politically correct psycho. He's not old enough, he shouldn't be where they're playing beer pong.
Yeah.
Even if it was at a barbecue where his parents were playing beer pong.
Right, yeah.
Anyway. So, there was a video of a... host on some shopping network.
Like the QVC,
it was QVC. Yeah. And it's a guy and a gal on there, and the gal faints. And the guy just keeps on trucking.
He
peddling
keeps
his
selling.
Wares. Yeah. Yeah, it was that. Well, hey, they got to make a buck.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not selling something, you're not any use to me.
She fainted.
Television.
I have a question. We were on the air, and I fainted. Would you come over and catch me, or would you continue with the show?
Well, odds are I wouldn't have time to get over there to you before you went down.
Okay, but would you continue with the show, or would you go to commercial?
I think it depends on what was going on at the time.
Really?
I wouldn't immediately drop out of, you know, talking to a caller. Or an interview.
Okay, but we're like right now, me and you.
Right now, I would go to commercial and go see what you're doing.
All of a sudden, I faint and I fall off my chair.
But if Psychic Tiff was calling in and we had people on the phone.
Well, she would have told you I was going to faint.
No, she's psychic. She's not God.
I know. I'm just kidding.
I don't think I would. I would wait for the natural conclusion. Then I would come check on you.
Really? You wouldn't say, Mel just fainted, gotta go, and put it to commercial.
I would let whatever's happening finish and then go to commercial.
We're talking right now, like this.
Okay.
And all of a sudden...
Well, I guess I better go to commercial. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:47. We're going to top out at 52 today. It could be better, but it could certainly be worse. It is time for heroes.
Every time you're the hero. Working class hero.
Hero. I can be your hero, baby.
Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
In June, 29-year-old Stephen Evans skipped out on paying his bill at a hotel in Wales because apparently they didn't ask for a credit card and agreed to let him pay cash when he checked out. When the police tracked him down because he left a toothbrush behind, they DNA tested it and linked it his DNA sample from a previous crime. So apparently in Wales, the police are modern enough to use DNA testing for minor crimes.
Okay.
Yeah. But the hotels aren't modern enough to ask guests for credit cards when they check in. Anyway. Gotcha. Okay, so Stephen only skipped out $102 in charges for the two nights. He said his mother just kicked him out of the house and he was homeless at the time. In court this week, he was ordered to pay the hotel $102 plus $95 in court fees.
A couple of weeks ago, 31-year-old Samuel Phipps of Newcastle, Delaware, was caught driving drunk after he swerved on a highway and crashed his 1998 Land Rover into a guardrail. There are two explanations for what happened. First, Samuel's explanation. When the cops got there, Samuel explained he didn't swerve and crash because of the alcohol in his system. No, he swerved because he didn't want to hit an elephant in the road.
An elephant?
Was there really an elephant in the middle of the highway in Delaware? Probably not. Here's the other explanation of what happened from the police. The cops didn't believe Samuel's elephant story, one, because they didn't see an elephant anywhere, and two, because Samuel was hallucinating on PCP.
Oh, PCP.
Yeah. That would probably explain the elephant.
Yes.
In the room. It was Samuel's 7th DUI arrest. He's been jailed.
An elephant.
There was an elephant, man.
One time.
It was pink. It was this pink elephant. And it was in the room. So
just say no.
Tomorrow, we will be at the Juice Stop, 57th and Louise. We are going to buy you a smoothie. 12-ounce smoothie. 57th and Louise Juice Stop from 6:30 until 10 a.m. only.
Yes, only.
Only.
And only at the 57th and Louise location.
And you can upgrade it to a large for a buck if you like. Which, why wouldn't you?
I know.
I mean.
Why not?
Yeah. So, time for us to scoop. Ben's in next. Talk to you tomorrow from the Juice Stop.
Hot 104.7.com.